Okay, we're ready to let Felix start his talk. Felix is on day 20 of a 36-day road trip, coming from Canada to Europe, back to the US, and back home. And he has 47 slides. Go ahead.
We're going to be talking about floating point. We're going to be skipping some of the nonsense of floating point, talking a little bit of history, a little bit of where we got where we are today, why the decisions that we make when we build hardware, and when we build hardware for the software-hardware contract, of how we do math within HPC, within computing in general, within AI as well. So, who's this bozo? I'm Felix. I'm an HPC engineer over at TensorFlow. We build hardware, we open source all of our software, and then I'd like to make this very clear. The opinions are mine. They're all mine. They're not anyone else's. Mine. They belong to me. Don't at me. So, what the heck is floating point? Very quick version. You can leave in 3 minutes. Floating point is just a data format. All we're trying to do. Sometimes integers are great. Integers are great most of the time. But sometimes we have a decimal point because we're little people and people like to think in fractions of things. Floating point allows us to do that in a standard way. There we go. For the stream, I'm Felix, some HPC bozo, we're going to talk about floating. All caught up. So, I'd like to point out that little asterisk. Floating point has some nonsense in it. This is ominous. There's a little devil in there for a good reason. But, fundamentally, it's simple. We have a power of two format. We have a sign, because sometimes things are positive, sometimes things are negative. You have an order of magnitude, so scaling up, and then you have a precision within that order of magnitude. What that allows you to do is, and we're going to talk about the fixed point in a little bit, is that you can say, well, I'm this far away from zero, and then within that range above zero, I am within this sub-range. But what that allows you to do is that you effectively get to scale the amount of precision you need at all orders of magnitude. That also works for the opposite when you're going below or within the interval of 0 to 1. You get to flip that.
This is me trying again. Hopefully, I'm audible.
It's not really just a word. What is it saying? Now it's a bit.
Okay. Well, we got there in the end. So. That's the short version. You can all leave now. There's no nonsense after this. We're all in good shape. Except for this part, the medium-length version, because I was told I have 20 minutes, of which I've already used 3. So, why do we care?